Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hottest topics.
Hottest music.
And the hottest ladies.
You're listening to the Girlfriend Network,
where women stay connected. With your host, Nick Holmes,
Tahira,
and Karishma, on the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
Welcome to the Love Zone USA. I'm your host, Tahira Sutton, and I never host the show alone. I want to welcome my co-hosts and girlfriends, Karishma, Nick Holmes.
Hello.
Hey, ladies.
How are you, ladies? So
great.
Happy to just after Christian Key's segment of the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So how's everybody doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you ladies doing?
Great. Great.
I'm really excited about this topic that we have, this segment. I thought last week was hot, and it just gets hotter and hotter. So definitely tune in and call in if you have a comment. We want to hear from you guys or girls, 347-539-5729, just 10 ways to blow your mind on oral. So we're going to talk about oral sex. We're going to talk about some pros and cons, funny things about it. So we're going to really dig into this juicy topic. So with that being said, ladies, how are you feeling about last week's show? Wasn't it awesome?
Oh, it was amazing. I wish we were having that show again. We should definitely have a part two.
I keep just looking at this this cover. This cover is my motivation. Definitely.
Oh, Tahira.
Yes, I'm trying to behave. I'm trying to behave. But we want to definitely thank Christian Keys for coming on and sharing his wisdom with us on a ladies' night. And we're going to get into our topic about oral sex. I know we have a lot to say about it. I did a lot of research for us to discuss. And we can talk about it, different ways that we can make it healthy and fun.
Okay, wonderful.
So before we jump into our topic, how are you ladies doing? You know, any updates? What's going on? Any commercials, Nacom? What's going on, ladies?
Well, I don't know. It's a little quiet for me right now. I have a commercial that's about to drop soon, so I'm waiting for that. And next year, the movie that I did, Clip Wings, They Do Fly, and I'm hoping we can get him on our show, ladies, so we can interview him. That's coming out early next year, so I'm excited about that. So, preparing for the holidays, getting ready for the holidays, excited about that. So this is kind of the time of year that I just like to reflect and look back in the year and what I did, what I accomplished, and how next year, you know, how I can provide more growth to my career and my life in general. So that's always a good thing. So, Karishma, what's going on with you?
You know, just putting my head down, working, making sure, trying to make things happen for, like, you know, 2015. I'm really, really excited for the new year. So really just kind of working towards what I want from life, kind of really focusing and figuring stuff out, but really just enjoying this week. I have some family coming in town, some friends. I'm going to explore the city even more, so I'm really excited about that.
That's great. And your people that are coming in town, is this their first time that they will be visiting New York, or are they?
No, they've been to New York before, but we're all kind of just exploring the new places together. So it'll be really exciting. I'm excited.
Wonderful. And Tahira, what's going on with you? Tahira is always busy, always in the streets, always working.
I'm always working. I'm always working. Even when I'm not working, I'm working. I just want to just send a really, really big shout out to Teresa Randolph. On Saturday, she accepted the key to NORC. Awesome. Miss Full Figure USA. She's a pageant queen in New Jersey. So that was an event that was an awesome event. They extended the key to her. Well deserved. I think it took too long for her to get the key to NORC. Also, like, another event that went on Monday, it was an education. I definitely want to get these people on the show where they give back books to adult literacy and giving. So I did that. So just, you know, staying busy, focused, no movies this week, but just a lot of good things going on. iTunes CDs dropping soon, Home for Christmas. My twin sisters is doing vocals for me on that CD. So I'm just working, staying busy.
Wonderful.
That's good.
So with that being said, definitely tune in, guys, 347-539-5729. Karishma, let everybody know how they can reach us on Twitter, please.
Yes, of course. You can follow us at the GF Network 1, or you could follow us at the Love Zone USA, and you can also follow us, all of us, personally. My Twitter is at Kish Thomas. You ladies want to say your Twitter handles?
Fashion Diva at Twitter. Yeah.
And I'm simply Nicole Martin on all social media. You can find me there.
Okay. So 10 ways to blow your mind on oral. I know oral sex can be very, very touchy. And, like, we really didn't talk about it in my household. You know, what makes it so touchy, do you think? I think because of the lack of communication, there's not a class on it. And you pretty much, if you learn, I guess, from social media or by experience. What do you ladies think on why is it so touchy?
I think it's just like that it's more like an awkward conversation mm-hmm. to have with, like, you know, your family members, like to have, like, you know, that traditional sex talk with your mom or your dad. And I think it's more, especially in my family, it was very just kind of awkward. And I feel like anything I would hear about, or, like, you know, and a lot of it wasn't even true, stuff that I would hear it, like, my friends at school, that they learned it from an older sibling, or they heard it on TV or something like that, you know. So I think it's really important to kind of get all your facts straight and kind of really know what's going on, because you can kind of live in ignorance about a lot of stuff for a really long time before
yes,
you know what's really going
that
on.
That could be so scary. Like, we yeah. really did not talk about it in my household. So for me, it was just a big no-no. Like, you know, if you do that, you're like a prostitute, equivalent to a prostitute or something like that. So it's so important. I would definitely stress to all of our listeners, and we're going to chime in some guests as well, to get educated on it. You know, read up about it. Talk. For me, I think, not me personally, but just communication in all of our scenarios on the Love Zone, on the Girlfriend Network, is communication is the key. Communicate to the person that you're romantically involved with, have open communication. Is it something that you're not comfortable with? You know, I'm sure you can work around it with communication and use it to your advantage. But, yeah, it was a big no-no. We could not talk about it. If you did it, you were, like, dead in my family. Like, did you want to die? So as a young and adult, you know, it became, like, more of a reality because, you know, you with a partner and you want to experience everything, you know, with your partner. You want to not just – you want to go out of the box sometimes. And I think communication is the key. But we also have, I guess, Armani Valentino. Armani, are you there?
Hi.
Hi, Mr. Valentino.
Hello.
Welcome to the Girlfriend Network. How are you?
I'm doing wonderfully well, Ms. Tahira Sutton. How are you?
Oh, you know my name. I'm flattered. Yes, I'm really, really excited about the topic, 10 ways to blow your mind on oral. And I know that you always bring a good perspective when you come on. So thank you for coming
You're
on,
welcome.
Even coming on a whim. So we appreciate you, Armani. But,
no problem.
How was it for you growing up? Like, did you talk about oral sex? Was it like my household, where we just did not talk about it, and if you did it, you would, like, die? No,
it wasn't really like that. You know, I give props to my mom. She was very open. And my father, you know, he was as well. I remember being 5 years old having conversation about sex or, you know, girls and things. And so, you know, even though I wasn't raised, you know, with both parents, you know, my father, he was around probably until I was about 7. But I remember, you know, about 2 years old, you know, as early as that I can remember back that far, But I remember when I was about 12 years old, this girl broke up with me because I had never kissed anybody, right? I remember it was so open in my house. I went home and said, "Mama, I need you to teach me how to kiss. You know, I need you to teach me how to kiss because this girl, she don't like me no more because she likes this older dude that know how to kiss and I don't know how to kiss." So, fast forward, you know, we get into high school and everything. I have my singing group and all my friends and everything. And I don't know if you guys have this song or if your producer can find this song, but there was a song by DJ Quick that came out on his album. And it was called "Don't Eat the Coochie," right?
Don't eat the coochie. I don't remember. I wasn't allowed to listen to that, but go ahead.
So, well, I wasn't necessarily per se either, but you know, one of my friends, you know, he would buy every single CD that came out, period. And I just remember I was listening to the DJ Quick album. I was about 15 years old, so of course it was taboo for that. And then, you know, I was like the last one in my crew to have sex on purpose because I was really trying to hold on and wait, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Made it through high school. I did make it through high school. But I remember when one of my partners, we were having a conversation on my whole singing group, and one of them actually, you know, one of them actually, the other one said, "You ate the coochie, didn't you? You ate the coochie." So, you know, it was really like, no, you don't do that. That's bad. It's nasty. Mm-hmm. You know, that's how it was. But, of course, you know, you get older, and one of those is a part of sex, especially once you're in a relationship. And, yeah.
That sounds
Don't eat it.
Okay. Armani. So, like, at what age, I don't want to say at what age, but when did you find that, okay, it was okay to, you know, like, this is cool. It's cool not only for her, but for me too as well. How did you get comfortable with oral? Because it can be complicated and it could be stressful.
It definitely can be. And, you know, even for, you know, being in high school, I remember in high school, it was probably like the first time that I had oral sex performed on me. And it was so uncomfortable, you know, like it really was. I hadn't even had sex, you know what I'm saying? And I just remember how uncomfortable that was for me to receive it, let alone give it. So I definitely, you know, didn't give it. And so it probably wasn't until I was in college. I think I was like my junior year in college, and I was actually, you know, sexually active in a relationship with a young lady, and we kind of really just taught each other, you know what I mean? And that was about a five and a half year relationship. So we really like learned one another, you know, through that relationship. So that's when I would say became comfortable.
Okay. So do you think it's important with your partner to make it better, to make it successful with the person that you love? For me, I think communication is, you know, essential, because I have, you know, friends that come to me, not that I'm an expert, don't take me down as being an expert, because people will visit. You said on the radio. I think it's so because one of my friends was having a problem in her marriage with this because of the religion.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't believe in it, and it was right. hard for her to satisfy her husband. And I hear this a lot.
Right.
So I think what I told her, I was like, you got to communicate. You got to tell him, like, you know, I need you to walk me through this. I need you to help understand what I'm going through. So I think communication is key. Do you agree, Armani?
Oh, communication is life. You know, we communicate on so many levels, just all the way around. And I think that even making it comfortable is important, you know, and you have to communicate that and allow the person to, you know, you state your desire, and then sometimes you have to be patient. And this is just with all things, not just oral sex, but just period in any relationship. You have to be patient, because sometimes, you know, what your desire is, it may not fit into that person's belief system, and not necessarily religion, but just personal belief system.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of have to be patient because, you know, the more trust that comes into a relationship, the more things you get from a woman, as well as the more things women get from a man. The more he trusts you, the more you get. The more she trusts you, the more she gives. And so, therefore, it's a communication is extremely important just all the way around. So, yeah, I agree.
Definitely, I agree with that. This is Nicole.
Hey, Nicole.
Definitely from what Tahira is saying, communication and comfortability. You guys were talking about what it was like growing up in your households and communicating about sex with your parents. I'm just remembering my mother. My mother was very traditional and very old-fashioned. I mean, she had only been with one man her entire
right.
life, which is the man
right.
she married. So, you know, it was quite difficult to talk to my mother about sex, and she really believed there should be no sex before marriage.
Right.
But she wasn't ready for me. Because, you know, I went to college and got pregnant while I was in college. And so that was very, very difficult on my mother. And the other thing I want to talk about, and me and Tahira had talked about this on another show, and Karishma, give me your thoughts about this. And you as a man as well, what I just remember when I was in high school, it was very taboo. Like, you just didn't do, you did not give oral sex, especially with black girls.
Right.
And there was a couple
right.
of black girls that it was learned that, oh, my God, because, you know, rumors are crazy. A black girl gave a black guy oral sex back in those days. He told everybody. So pretty
right.
soon she was labeled. She was walking around with this stigma, and she was looked upon as a whore
right.
or just being really nasty. And that stuck with me for so many years that I just really thought that oral sex for a woman doing that to a man was kind of repulsive and kind of dirty and kind of nasty. So, you know, I wasn't really with that. But, of
right.
course, on the other end of the spectrum, it was okay for him. But
right.
I also find that a lot of black men, that's my question too, because a lot of black men did not admit to doing that back when I grew up. Now it's more free-spirited and it's expected and it's okay. You know, it's all great and it's all good, but really back in those days, it was kept so private and so hush-hush,
mm-hmm.
and
right.
nobody was admitting to doing that if they did it.
Right.
What are you guys' feelings and opinions about that? Did you find that as well, or?
I mean, with me, you want to attack it first, Armani?
No, go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay, with me, I went to parochial school, and, you know, I was working in the industry, and it was an all-girl school. So those things just did not happen in my life at that point in time. It was just so not realistic. And my father, who was, you know, a retired lawyer, was my role manager. So he knew my every move. So, like, that wasn't really realistic in my world. As a young adult, it was more realistic. But that, it was just not even on my agenda. Couldn't happen. Go ahead, Armani.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Go ahead, Armani.
No, go ahead,
Karishma. No, Karishma, go ahead.
Oh, all right. Now, I was just going to say, I mean, like, for me, it was, I feel like I would hear in high school, I would hear a lot of stories about it. So maybe, like, that's when it started changing, because people would be like, oh, yeah, like, you know, oral sex is no big deal because, you know, you're still not having actual sex. So it's, you know, you're still, you know, it's like kind of keeping your virginity intact, but you're having oral sex, like, no big deal. And I feel like nowadays, like, as, you know, even through college and stuff, and even through, like, media and, like, artists and their songs, like, oral sex has become a lot more, like, glamorous, I guess I would say, because there's
popular.
So many songs just about it. Like, literally, it's just, oh, this is all that it's talking about, and that it's almost more popular than, like, having just sex. It's, you know, there's so many kind of people just dedicating whole things to oral sex. So I don't know, maybe, like, it. I guess, obviously, the shift happened, but I think it's still... It still, I think, depends on, like, the community you're in or, like, the area you're in and, like, the people you're around.
True.
Right. So, yeah, there's a very popular song, Gimme That Becky, you know. So. Gimme That Becky.
So I agree with Karishma and Armani. At this point in time, it's more glamorized. It's all over the place in reference and songs. I mean, how do you, in from hearing it, I think that still puts in an additional stress when you're not good at it or great at it on a person that has a partner that wants it. How do you overcome those types of obstacles in your relationship? He wants it. You really are not comfortable with giving it, but it's all over. How do you tackle that?
This goes back to my book, 99 Questions Before Having Sex, right? I mean, there are
certain... So what would your question be? Are you good at oral?
There are certain things you just have to ask up front, certain conversations you have to start.
Armani, would you ask, are you excellent at giving blowjobs? Like, really? Is that one of your 99 questions?
I don't mind teaching.
I don't mind teaching.
I don't mind teaching.
I'm the best student. I think you're never too old to learn.
I agree.
No, I'm open to learn. Go ahead, Krishma.
Oh no, I was just gonna say, like, when would that, like, you know, question kind of come up? Like, could you be like, I'm just like imagining,
exactly,
like, you know, being on a date, being like, yeah, so where are you from? And
right.
Oh, are you like good at giving blowjobs? Like,
are you an expert?
No,
I mean, wouldn't that be scary?
That's not how you do it. You know, of course, there's always a time the conversation about sex always comes up, and so, you know, as part of, you know, the book, I'm sure you haven't read the book Charisma, but you need to get it. There's the way it's sectioned off, it's about 10 different conversations. Now, sometimes the conversations run together, but there's basically 10 conversations about different things: spiritual, mental, emotional, sexual, educational,
mm-hmm.
family, relationship, health, finance, and physical well-being. And so you talk about all of those things in different conversations, right? And so as you're on a subject, that's the time to bring up certain things. You understand? When you're on that subject. And so when you're on the subject of sex, then that's the time to talk about that subject.
Mm-hmm.
And blowjob, oral sex,
yeah,
whatever you want to call it.
Right. I guess it's all about, like, being comfortable as well, because I feel like, you know, I've heard stories from a lot of my friends where they just kind of, they don't want to talk about it because it's also, like, embarrassing if they're less experienced than the person. And they kind of – it's also about getting to that certain comfort level where you're comfortable with being like, okay, I'm not very experienced in this area, or, you know, I don't really feel comfortable doing this. It's kind of like a whole process about the whole situation. So I guess that's obviously very different from, say, like, people who are just kind of having a more casual physical relationship than people who are more seriously intimate.
Well, not necessarily. I'm going to go back
mm-hmm.
to young lady.
Armani, I know you have so much to say about this, but we have to pay the bills right now. I'm going to get into a song. I am not the only one. Sam Smith on the Girlfriend Network.
Shut up. often imitated but never duplicated. TheLoveZoneUSA.com, where you hear the best lawyers.
Hi, this is Gloria Allred. I'll be on the Love Zone USA.
Doctor.
I am a licensed professional counselor here in Atlanta, Georgia. I specialize in love relationships.
Author.
My name is Ralph Richard Banks. I am also the author of Is Marriage for White People?
Celebrity.
When I need to lead the weapon against the challenges of love, I'll call on the Love Zone USA. This is Danny Glover.
And music on the internet. The premier station discussing dating, relationships, sex, and marriage with common sense advice, where you can listen to your heart and we live and learn on TheLoveZoneUSA.com.
When I need to lead the weapon against the challenges of love, I'll call on the Love Zone USA. This is Danny Glover.
Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audible.com/LoveZoneUSA.
Welcome back to the Girlfriend Network with Amani Valentino. Thank you again for coming in to Ways to Blow Your Mind on Oral. Amani, you were making a very good point. Can we get back to that?
I forgot what it was.
You're blowing our minds with oral, so.
Okay. Well, I think I was talking about, I remember, Charisma was talking about being inexperienced. And something along those lines. And what I was saying was that if I go back to my college sweetheart, I had not, you know, performed oral, you know, prior to, you know, that relationship. And neither had she. But we both had it performed. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So here we were, really and truly two people who I didn't know what I was doing. She didn't really know what she was doing. We figured it out real quick, and so we laughed about it, right? So then at that point, when you can laugh about something, it just eases the situation. Laughter does that in most cases. And being able to laugh at yourself is a big help, especially in the case of oral sex for male or female. And so in this particular situation, we were both basically able to communicate, as Tahir was saying earlier. We were able to communicate what didn't feel good, you know, how we would like for, you know, just to feel or do this or do that. And you have to be open to that. You have to be open to being instructed. You understand what I'm saying? You have to really be open to that. You cannot be thin-skinned and think that you're going to become this wonderful person who performs oral sex, because it won't happen like that if you are thin-skinned, because you'll be doing something that the person doesn't like, and then you wonder why they don't want you to do it, you know?
Amani, would you say, like, even if at that point in time, which is good, you were able to kind of feel your way into creating it, making it your own experience with you and her, but what happens when, you know, your partner or the person that you're with at that point in time says, I don't like that? How can you not take it personal? Like, how do you overcome that once a person tells you, you know, I don't like it when you do it?
Well, I think that's when you know, if you're trying to please, it's kind of like a man who tells a woman that he doesn't really like her food. Well, you don't say, okay, well, I'm never going to cook for you again. You figure out what he likes. And you do that. Or like if you have a woman who likes something and you've been bringing her red roses, come to find out she doesn't like red roses because of whatever happens, then you need to figure out, hey, it's not the fact that she doesn't like roses, she just doesn't like red ones. Maybe she likes white ones or yellow ones. You need to, you know, you figure that out versus saying, okay, well, I quit, then forget it. No, I want to get
good. Never quit. I think research still is important. Research it. Read up
right.
on
well,
it.
Well, you can research. You can research all you want to. Okay, it's kind of like saying, okay, well, you can research on how to write a book all day, but until you write one, until you publish one, then you don't know. So you got to have someone who's done it to guide you through the process.
No, and what I'm saying is, Armani, like, even if, you know, you don't feel comfortable about it and you can't talk to, you don't have an avenue to talk it out, because sometimes, like, my friend, she really did not have an avenue to talk about it within, like, her community. You know, we're friends, so we can talk about things like that.
So
but
you were her avenue.
I was her avenue. I'm not an expert, but I was her avenue at that point in time. So what I told her is like, research, because if you're not used to having these types of conversations, it could be hard. Even though you want, this was her husband, a boyfriend, or, you know,
right,
guy, like,
right,
this was her husband. So her telling me that, I understood it, and I was just like, you know, we got to, you know, it's more personal because it's a close friend. Eat bananas all night till we get it right. Let's, you know,
right,
work
right,
and research it. And I think, go ahead.
Shahila, what was she not comfortable with? Was she not
the whole idea
or,
of it, of
okay,
giving him,
she
was
embarrassed,
like,
more embarrassed,
yeah,
about talking to her husband about it, or performing the act itself?
The act itself and talking to him. She couldn't even talk because it was so taught to her, like you said earlier, Nicole, that it was just, they just did not do it and they did
right,
not talk about it. So she felt it was bad. So one of the first
right,
things that I did tell her, that it's important, you want to, because she wanted to do it, but she was trying to get over, you know, what she felt about it based on how
her
she felt.
Own, right, personal, right, taboos. Yes. I get that. I definitely get that, because me too. I was the same way, between having a mother who was so stringent and just so, my goodness, like, just such a lady, and then growing up in a time where, like, it was just reprehensible if we did that. You know, so it was I kind of got stuck in like a box for many, many years. And so I got older, and what was really like exhilarating for me is as I got older and mature and I got girlfriends, and you know, as you mature with your girlfriends and you start talking about personal things, and I'm looking around the table and I'm like, you guys do that? What? Oh, my God. Really? And I'm blessed because I have a group of girlfriends who share their experiences. They talk about it. Some are really good at it. Some, you know, are just learning how to do it. So it was great just to be able to talk to them and, you know, pull from their experiences and mishaps and, you know, their hit and run. So it's kind of great. So I was like, wow, okay, this is really going on in a lot of bedrooms across America. Like, what the hell? Okay, so there you go.
That's awesome. I mean, I think that's the best. Communication is the key. And even if you have to talk to your girlfriends, these are the conversations you should be having. Any, you know, questions that, who, I mean, if your friends and your family, who they're going to tell you, you know, they can't tell you how to perform, but they can help you be comfortable in the situation. Ultimately, I think communication with your partner is key. If you're afraid, if you don't know how to handle it, you know, making those things, you know, available, put it on the table. Like, I want to work with you. Tell your partner, I want to satisfy you. Like, look him in the eye. Zach, I should write a book about this. Look him in the eye and let him know, this is my goal to do this.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah,
honey?
Yeah. Crazy.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. I think,
he's like,
I think,
oh,
that, no, because, I mean, as you know, as a man, you know, for me, that's my thing. I like to, if I'm in a relationship with a woman or date a woman, if we've made it to that point, you know, I want to make sure that I satisfy her, so that way it's a lot easier in return for her to want to satisfy me. And, yeah, I mean, if a woman, I think, is wanting to satisfy you, you make it as easy as possible to help her do that, especially if you feel that she's in any way, shape, form, or fashion a little uncomfortable. Because what happens is sex cannot be as enjoyable as it could be if both parties are not comfortable, fully comfortable. But definitely if the woman is not comfortable, then you're wasting your time. Both y'all.
Here's my thing, and it kind of, you know, drives on what Karishma said earlier about now we transitioned and it's more open and such. Is it expected now on both parties that the other partner is going to do that? I mean, are you now having sex with people like, oh, I know. Because I know I have girlfriends that are like, oh, he know what time it is. He better. Or it's a deal breaker. Or so is it expected now? Like if you're having sex
I don't. And part of the reason why I don't expect it is because, I mean, I don't want them to expect that that's what they're going to get from me, just being straight up. That's what, to me,
that's
you
not
know.
Nice. You don't play fair,
honey. No. I don't expect it, and so I don't want them to expect it. Because here's the thing, you know, one of my deal breakers, like my deal breaker of deal breakers, is a vagina that does not smell how I like for it to smell, which is like nothing. You know,
right.
I want it to smell like nothing. And so
right.
if it smells anything close to opposite of that, I won't even have a sex with you, let alone, you know, doing something like that. So
uh-huh.
that's just me. That is my, like,
I mean, that's a
that
good
is my
point
top
that
deal breaker, period.
Yeah, that's
who
up.
You are.
True. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's that. We get that. But I'm sure women know what you mean. They have 20 balls either. Like,
exactly.
Put it out there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's why. And that's why I live.
Don't come from the gym and try to put it in my face. Like,
listen. One of my funniest questions in my book that everybody loved for years was this: How often do you bathe? You know, that is a very important question for males and females, because sometimes these women that are not, and this was a conversation on another radio station last Monday, and you know, I let them know, look, that is like, no, that's a no-no for men and for women. Hygiene,
yeah,
you want to talk about the hygiene pieces that we have not brought up until now, but if you're going to be having, especially oral sex, the hygiene for the male and the females needs to be on point. Period.
Okay.
Point.
I mean, I can't say enough. Beyond communication, I think that's number one. You have to be fit in hygiene.
Mm-hmm.
You have to, you know, because this is a very intimate space, and nobody wants you. That's a turn off. Like, I'm just like, oh no, you know, get your life after you took a bath and then soaked and whatever. But I think it's important for women to really, you know, take care of yourself if you're, you know, doing this, and understand this is a experience that you're giving to your partner. You don't want it to be tainted with a stinky booty, or you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You
know, it's so funny because I've talked to men that they had that bad experience. They had that one woman that was mm-hmm. not fresh down there, and it just messes them up, and it messes it up for their future women.
And if it's
now,
a problem, you know,
right.
get to the root of the problem, go to the doctor, and see what's really going on.
And sometimes, let me say this, and sometimes it's not even so much, not, I don't know these guys, but I know how in tune of a person I am. Sometimes it's not even so much that it smells bad. It's just not a smell that's for me. And I can. It's almost like I can still smell another man on you still, meaning it's probably been less than 90 days since you've been with another male, and his smell is still on you. And that's what a lot of women don't understand is that, you know, you all are the receivers of sex.
Yes.
Men are the givers of
you
sex. And
yes.
So therefore,
right.
that man, every time you have sex with a man, he literally leaves himself there with you,
and
it
stays
on you. It changes the pH level of you mm-hmm. of your vaginal area there, and so if that you know his energy, his actual like physical sweat and his smell is on you, it stays on you for a while. And so, you know, be careful while you're out there, especially some women like to run around and be here and be there with different guys. Be very careful about that. You know, so.
And be very cognizant about, like, how to clean yourself. If, you know, if that's an opportunity for you, like, in these friendly-type meetings, I don't mind pulling my friends aside and saying, like, you know, you got to freshen up. I mean, I think it's healthy talk, and it's important to be healthy. You want to be healthy. You
right.
don't want to be running around, and you're dating a lot of people, and that just stays with you. It's just... You want
and
to
nobody
be the best
tells.
Best.
Nobody
and nobody,
tells
your
you.
Friend should tell you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you. Like, look, boo, you know, we need to, you know, it's kind of funky. Speaking of funky, we're gonna get into Uptown Funk, Mark Bruno Mars.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece. Silence.
hallelujah. Girl, set you hallelujah. Girl, set you hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
To generate more traffic and sales for your business starting now, well, here's the marketing tool you've been looking for. What about advertising your business product or service to singles? Well, everybody knows singles have the most money to spend, and the lovezoneusa.com has accumulated the largest audience of singles on internet radio. They've done this through a variety of shows discussing sex and controversial topics in the areas of relationships, dating, and marriage. They've also attracted celebrities to their show who are known by millions of listeners and fans, like The Temptations, divorce attorney Raoul Felder, Gloria Allred, and Danny Glover. Your business will be exposed as a sponsor of a variety of shows with universal themes featuring love and music, celebrities, sex, and other controversial topics, offering your business maximum exposure to singles who have the most discretionary income to spend. So contact one of our business consultants today so they can show you how you can generate more traffic and sales to your website by becoming a sponsor of the lovezoneusa.com.
When you're in the mood for love talk or just good music, listen to the lovezoneusa.com. Hella love, the boss sure does.
The Girlfriend Network is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have over 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/lovezoneusa, you get one free audiobook and a one-month trial of the service.
Welcome back to the Girlfriend Network. We have a caller online, the Empress.
I'm here. Thank you. Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. What's your comment?
Well, I was just listening, and it was really refreshing to hear the females say that they were willing to help out each other in such an intimate and private area. You know, women are just expressly competitive. And, I've not been in a situation where, and I'm a nurse by profession, so I understand everybody's body smells different. But, you know, you would think that that would be something that you would share with people that you call friends. I don't know about guys and how they help each other out in the, you know, hygiene department and that sort of thing, but we women should absolutely do that. And I just wanted to say that it was refreshing to hear one of the girls say, you know, if it was my girlfriend, I would let her know. That's how it's supposed to be.
I think that was me too, yeah. Okay. I feel, Empress, that it's so important for us to have healthy communication. We're competing all the time, and we need to be, you know, take a minute and help each other out.
instead of trying to, you know, steal her man because she can't get it right in the bedroom. So I just feel like, you know, we're a unit and we're fighting the wrong war. That's
right.
But that's, that's another show, though. But how did you, what other information, like what other comments can you give us about, you know, oral? Is that something that you want to share?
I think that oral sex, too, for me particularly, it's a must for me. Like, it's something that I enjoy.
Receiving it or giving it?
In giving it. I absolutely just enjoy that because for me,
so you fell in love with it. Okay.
Yeah, it's a connectiveness that I think that you have to enjoy in order to do it well. And when you're going through the motions of just doing it.
No, I agree. Armani and we're like, all right. And I'm like, I agree. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm sorry, Emrys.
That's okay. It's so funny because I think, you know, I'm an African-American female. I'm 41. I've been married and I'm divorced. And I know it's an intimate thing. I know that it's an intimate thing. But at the same time, so is sex. And I think a lot of people just don't understand that your mouth is a thermostat of sorts. And it's able, if you're a clean person, it's one thing. But if you're not a clean person, that's just a whole different discussion. And for women to act as if, oh, I'll sleep with him, but I'm not going to put my mouth on him, but he can insert himself in me. And like the brother said, leave his DNA in you. I just don't get that.
I agree. I guess, I mean, yeah, you're being intimate in different ways. And I have a lot of friends who've said, you know, they're okay with, you know, sex, but they're just not okay with oral because of that same reason. So that's a great point because you're being intimate in just a different way. And it does make complete sense that, you know, why would you only be okay with one and not the other? But I guess everyone just has their different preferences and are stuck in their mindsets. But I guess it's just about, again, having that open line of communication with your partner and understanding everything.
And if I could say just one more thing, because I don't want to monopolize, but I just enjoyed the way that you all were talking amongst each other, because it's like real, it's like candid, it's not like you can kind of tell that it's kind of like,
thank you.
It's kind of like 100. But with regards to the whole oral thing, like when we think oral, a lot of most people would probably think oral sex, but like guys and kissing. Like, for them, it's weird because they will do every little other hole that you got, but they don't want to kiss you. It's like,
But I'm not a kisser either. I'm not, you know, I'm very careful where I put my mouth. So I'm not.
You put the mouth on the ding-a-ling, but you gonna put your mouth on the lips? Get off this phone, dear.
Oh, man, and I love this. No, I'm just, for me, kissing is. I beg your pardon, Mr. Armani. I'm going to thank you. I got my vote right here for you.
But let me say, I had this on a show of mine, and I was wowed by the guys because you know what it does when you're up by their eyes. They have to personalize you. They have to take you from – they remove you from being an object – to being a human breathing person. And, you know, so my whole thing is if you cannot kiss me, you can't do anything else to me, period. So oral for me is like, are you going to, I mean, I don't get it. Like, how can you even have sex with someone who won't kiss you?
We can go on for days with this. And I do thank you for your comment, Empress. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
We appreciate you. Armani, you're always a welcome guest. Thank you for your comments today. We have to close up. So let everybody know, Mr. Valentino, and I still have my belt here. So behave.
By the way, I know we're like running out of time. We're almost running out of time. Everybody visit my website, www.armanivalentino.com. Follow me everywhere on social media. At Armani Valentino. I do follow back, I think. Twitter, sometimes it might take me a while to get back to you because I don't really use Twitter as much as I should, but I'm on there at Armani Valentino as well. Also, if you're looking to do any sort of relationship coaching, dating coaching, even sex coaching over, which I've done with some married couples and things by phone. I don't have to be there personally, I do that as well. So feel free to reach out to me on my website, okay?
Okay. Thanks so much, Armani.
Thank you. All right, girls. So that was a mouthful, literally.
It was a mouthful. I love the Girlfriend Network. I love this avenue, and it was good to hear. Just embracing our listeners. There is a need for what we do, and I want to try to continue to keep it as real as. I just thank Armani for coming on. He always brings a truthful perspective and a guy's point of view. So how do you ladies feel better about your oral game?
Yeah,
I think today was a really fun show.
That was refreshing, to say the least. So, yes. So you ladies,
okay.
Get with it. Do what you need to do.
Well, I'm an expert, so I'm good. I'm the teacher.
But no, Tahira, you gotta get with the kissing.
I have to write a book.
We're gonna talk about that kissing thing.
That's my opportunity is kissing. I'm not a kisser. I'm just not.
I'm not a kisser.
Crazy.
And I love to kiss, especially when a man can kiss. Wow. I kiss you for days. So okay, but you know we're gonna get into that with Tahira at another time, Karishma. We're going to have to school her with some stuff here.
Yeah, you'll have to teach me the ways.
Okay, this was a great show.
I'm so glad we all got to talk about this.
Yes, it was awesome. We're going to get into our last song, L.A. Love, Fergie Sheesh's Young G. Bye, ladies.
Bye.
From. Finger on the pump, make the six straight jump from SoCal, Hollywood to the slums. Smoke get burnt by the California sun on the west side. East Coast, where you at? Scotch to New York, like a net on a jet to London. To Brazil, to Quebec, like the whole damn world. Take it back to Ferg, tell them.
Lay back, slow down. Better represent when we come to your town. Lay back, slow down. What you represent when we come to your town?